Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Here we are again. Thanks for joining me. I'm Amanda, if we haven't met, your resident truth punk, truth punking myself and others. It is really cool to seek the truth because you find what you seek. If you're looking for it, you'll find it. If you're looking for faults, you will find them. If you're looking for love, you will find it. So I look for the truth and I find it, like, a lot. And it's a lot. It's dynamic. It's magical. It's a wild ride. This is a wild ride. I think I said this yesterday or the day before. It can feel like I'm having like a spiritual awakening every day. Oh, another veil is lifted. Okay. All right. And yeah, it's amazing. It's also a lot. It makes me think a lot about my dad. And you know what? This ride is a lot. It makes sense that he was scared to go on it, to even start this ride. It seemed like he had blocked growth in this way. He wasn't seeking the truth. I'm not sure what he was seeking. Who am I to know? I don't know what he was seeking. I do. You know what? I have a lot of friends who talk about, like, people in their lives or not in their lives, and I'm constantly referencing that book. I know they made a movie out of it, but, oh man, my, like, the boyfriend I had after this book, he was a friend, like, while I was reading this book, the He's Just Not That Into You book. He's just not that into you. You know? If someone isn't, like, asking you to explain yourself, if someone's not, like, interested in finding out about where you're coming from and, oh, I'd like to understand your point of view, they're just not that into it. They're looking for something else. I used to get caught up trying to make people, I felt like, well, if I can make them understand where I'm coming from, then they'll totally get it. They don't have to agree with me, but like they will at least understand me. They'll get what I'm saying. I know that I can explain this. I can explain this in a million different ways and they'll understand one of them and then they'll understand the misunderstanding. Nope. That is just like a waste of my energy. If they want to know, they will. If they want to understand, they'll try to understand. If they want to ask questions, they'll ask questions. If they want to be around you, they'll be around you. So yeah, you know what? My dad was not that into me. He was into other people over the years. Certainly machines and cash and other things. He was into his mom. Definitely. Usually not into me. And so that book really helped me out, not only in just in like the romantic area, but like in all areas of life. And I say this to people often. Yeah, it sounds like they're just not that into you. A cousin of mine came over once and they were really upset about their dad. And I was like, yeah, I hear that. Yeah, he's just not that into you. He doesn't really care all that much. I don't think he gives a shit. Isn't that awful? But I think it's the truth. But I did say to her, and I've said to other people, I think they're not that into you because they're not that into themselves. I am into myself. I am interested in myself. So that's my truth. That's my life. That's my heart. That's my compass. That's me, my life, creation, experience. I'm interested. I'm interested in what's going on, what the truth is, why am I here, how to feel good. I'm meant to live in peace. I'm interested. I want to know. I'm into it. And the more I'm into it, the more I'm into everybody else. You know? It's rare that I can't get into someone. You know what I mean? So just because they're not that into you, there's nothing wrong with you. They're probably just not that into themselves. We never know. But maybe just for today, how about you just look at everyone as doing what they're into and focusing on what they're into and asking questions and seeking what they're into and what they want to find. And if it isn't you, it isn't you. And why don't you think about what you are seeking, what you are focusing on? What do you want? I used to get caught up just playing a total game, thinking I was trying to get things and wanting people to feel a certain way. And so I was like navigating like that, manipulative, you know? Trying to control outcomes, and this game feels different. This is more of a like let go. This is more of a skydiving game. This is like let go, see where you land. Where's the current gonna take me? Different game. Trying to uncover what's underneath the game, you know? So we seek what we find. We find what we seek. I talk a lot about activating my heart. Let's do that today. I drop into my heart a lot in the pick-up drop-off line at Finn's school. When I see people having a tough time, I'll place my hand on my heart. Usually, I don't have to, but try it. Put your hand over your heart, your heart space. Focus on it. Focus on the feeling of your hand over your heart. Your brain's releasing oxytocin. Just by putting your hand on your heart and drawing attention, you're sending signals to your body saying you're safe. And you're connected. And you're loved. Safe, love, and connected. So let's take some breaths. In and out through the nose if you can. Squeeze all the air out. Come on. Fresh air in. Squeeze out all the stale stuff. Squeeze. Breathe in. All the way into your belly. And then make a fist there and squeeze out all the stale energy. Squeeze out that powerhouse. Give yourself lots of space in your spine. Ready? Breathe in. Let the energy move up, 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 and out through the top of your head. Breathe it all out. And let the air come in and out as you want. Nose, mouth, it doesn't matter. Mouth breathing is usually associated with survival. And our nose is so wonderful. It's got the filtration system, gets the timing right. Warms the breath for us, I've mentioned before, sometimes I drag it in my throat, the breath. So that was a mouth open sigh, and that drags the breath as well. And so think about sighing inward with your mouth closed. It's dragging that breath. You have lots of space in your lower back. You've unlocked it. I'm talking to myself. You think I'm talking to you? Oh yeah, let's give ourselves lots of space in our lower back. Let's think of our spine as the tail of a kite. Our head just wants to float up to the heavens. Release the muscles in the back of your neck. Let your chin come down gently. Breathe space into your spine. My hand is over my heart. I'm going to start breathing light into my heart. Every time I breathe in, I'm breathing into my heart space. And I'm going to picture my heart space getting lighter and feeling lighter and brighter. Join me. Breathe into your heart. Breathe gently and comfortably into your heart. Find a way to relax while you're sitting, standing, walking, laying down, doing the dishes. Find comfortable space in it. Find your heart. Activate it. Breathe light and lightness into your heart. Pump it up. Feel that oxytocin. You're safe and you're loved. You might feel a little smile. If you do, let it out. Smile at your heart. Smile at your heart. My eyes are closed, but I'm looking down at my heart, where my hand is, pressed against my chest. You can hear that I'm outside, but my feet are bare and it's on the bare earth. And what's happening is I'm doing these gentle figure eights with my hips, like I'm mothering myself. My hand is on my heart. And I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm gently rocking myself, my hands on my heart. I'm breathing light into myself. I feel the smile. I smile at my heart. And my heart starts to smile back at me. And I'm not clenching my jaw. My jaw is relaxed. My neck is relaxed. My shoulders are relaxed. My butt is not clenched and my knees are not locked. There's space in my spine and flexibility throughout. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. Breathe in the love that you are and that we all are. And breathe out the love that we give automatically. Because it's who and what we are. I'm in love. I hope you are too. This robin's in love, looking right at me. That's the robin right there. And again. My hand is still on my heart. I'm looking at the robin. I'm grateful to be here. Just flew down off the wire and he's hopping towards me. Hopping around the grass. Maybe looking for some worms or some bugs. Or he's coming over to tickle my feet. I don't know. This is a magical time. Now is the only time we have, you know. The past doesn't exist and it never will, and the future doesn't exist and it never will. It will never be tomorrow. It's always now. I choose love now. I choose to have my hand on my heart and to rock myself back and forth and to be here speaking with you, watching the robin. Did see him get a worm, by the way. Thinking about my dad again. I know this ride can be scary. Opening up, falling open. And I get why my dad didn't want to fall open. That sounds very scary. Falling apart, falling open. It's all I want to do, people. So, good thing I'm hypermobile. I fall right open. So drop down into love anytime you need, anytime you want. I'll certainly be having my hand on my heart a lot today, I think. Slow it down. Feel the love. Forget about the past and forget about the future. They don't exist. Right here, right now. Choose love. See you tomorrow. I love you.